Hello, you. It's Sunday, and I've been thinking about when we didn't know one another. Do you remember? Do you remember that party? It was in a warehouse. Years ago. I'd gone with some friends. We'd all split up into different rooms. And I was in this room with a low ceiling. DJ was playing. I'm dancing, but half scanning for my friends because I was a little bit curious as to where they disappeared off to. I'm dancing to the music, scanning, and I see you immediately when you walk in the room. And it's like a magnet. Your eyes are on mine. And there's just that brief flash of, I don't know what you'd call it, lust, desire, recognition, perhaps. But you don't come near. You stay at the other side of the room. And suddenly it feels like it's just you and me. The sea of people around us has melted away and staring at me, and I'm staring back. I haven't yet stopped dancing. I'm moving my hips and rocking and swaying, and your eyes do not leave mine. And I'm dancing, and I'm dancing, and you're not. You're just there watching me. And I know you're enjoying yourself because your eyes are flashing with this sort of fierce look. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to last long today. And then as the song begins to wind down and the DJ's lining up the transition to the next one, your eyes flash to the door, to mine, to the door, and you walk out. And I feel like I've been summoned. And so I follow. And we go out into this kind of corridor, and you're sort of making your way through the groups of people who are chatting. You don't look back, and I'm not entirely sure what I've seen, or if I even saw it. Have I made it up? I don't know, but I'm following you. You walk out the fire escape into this sort of dark night. It's about September, October, it's around this time actually. It's cold, and the cold hits me as I push through the fire doors. People have sort of adopted this as a bit of a smoking, chatting, chilling area. So there's these groups of people all sort of huddled together. And I feel like I've lost you for a second. I'm stood, kind of trying to play it cool, looking around, see if I can spot you. And I'm sort of craning my neck around a corner, trying to not be too obvious. And I feel you step up behind me. forward so that our bodies are actually just touching, but barely. And as you're taking over my space and as you're taking over my presence, your hand goes to the back of my neck and you just tilt my head up, and I'm looking at the metal racking of a fire escape. Your hands, as quickly as they were on my neck, leave them, and you walk up the fire escape. I had to take my vibrator off because that was too close. Okay. So I'm following you up the fire escape. And you go up to one platform. Pause so that you can hear my footsteps following you. And you go up the next platform. Pause. You know that I'm following you now for sure. You have me. And you go up one more. And we're on the platform. We're almost in line with the top of the building, but not quite. You're there waiting for me. A complete stranger. And yet there's this absolute deniable pull towards one another. Your eyes are fiercely taking in mine. And you make a move towards me, pulling my arms so that I kind of crash into you, and your mouth is on mine with such fucking ferocity I can't even breathe. And it trips a sort of switch in my brain, and we're all over one another, and it's just animal ripping and grabbing and pushing one another. It's slightly precarious because we're on this fire escape and there's like this metal clanking which knocks us out of it, and we're suddenly aware that there is still a smoking area below us. If anybody makes their way up here and follows us up, or even looks up, or if they stop talking to hear us, they'd hear everything. I don't even know your name, but I can taste on your breath. There's a sweet remnants of alcohol. We're at a party. Taste the chewing gum that was in your mouth until a few moments earlier, where you've clearly spat it out. And with our bodies crushed against one another, I can feel that you are completely and utterly hard. I'm not even gonna have to work at this. Oh fuck. And as my hand finds your crotch, yours finds mine. I'm wearing a little dress, it's really short, and so you can find in no time at all that I am absolutely soaked. In fact, I'm so soaked through my knickers that the smell of me must be rising to you, because it's so strong. I'm so flooded with that sexy, raw smell of a woman whose body has been taken over. You ease yourself back to sit on the steps of the fire escape, your feet planted onto the metal racking of the platform. and pull me onto you. I can reach down. And it's so cold that my hands are shaking and I can barely undo the belt. So you put your big hands over mine. And you work the belt with me. Oh fuck. There's like no time to lose. We're working so fast that we're stumbling over one another. You shimmy your boxers down just a little bit. And the most beautiful cock I've ever seen. Your cock just comes out from your boxers. My knickers to the side, and before I even know what's happened, you're inside of me. Your hands on my hips, just rocking me against yourself. And without any awareness, I am crying out like a fucking banshee. And I can see you starting to laugh because you're aware of the people. And you clamp your hand over mine. Your hand's over mine and I'm crying out against it. In having my teeth grazing the palm of your hand and not being able to cry out, it kind of brings me back into my body and back into the moment. And I'm really aware that I've not heard your voice at all. I don't know your name. You've not even said anything to me. This has just been instinct, reaction. And you're inside of me. And all of a sudden I'm just hyper aware of how your cock is stretching me, and how your hands are digging into my hips and kind of holding me at the waist, leaving marks. Your hand is still over my mouth, and I just start kissing the palm of your hand as you're muffling my sounds. I've kind of been pushed away from you, using our bodies against one another. But I take this moment of coming back into myself to lean my head over, pulling my chest to you. And it's like you snapped back into the moment as well, where you've pulled my dress down and pulled my tit out of my dress, and your mouth is on me now. Oh, you're sucking at my nipples, and it's so hard to stop from crying out. You take your hand from my mouth and put it to your ass, gesturing shh. I see this big grin spread across your face as you start to book up into me. As I'm riding you, your back hitting the stairs behind you. Our eyes are locked again. We've sort of come from this cosmic place back down to Earth, and our eyes are locked. Our mouths not quite kissing, just hovering over. We're passing the same breath between one another, back and forth and back and forth, as we move against one another. The tension of the people just below us, we can hear them laughing and joking and crying out, and the thud of the music from inside the warehouses. acting as a metronome for his fucking... Oh, fuck. So with the pace... With the pace of the music setting our rhythm, we're just... two strangers just suddenly... Almost one being, one breath, our bodies joined. Oh, fuck. I can hear you now for the first time, and you're moaning. You're moaning in rhythm to my hips swirling on you. Oh. Cock is completely within me, and the angle is, it's just so perfect. There's no, oh fuck. Your hips, booking into me. And your hands around my waist. We're using each other at this point. Just a toy to one another. A toy to fulfill that thought that we both had when we saw each other across the dance floor. Locking eyes. There was no option. We were going to have to fuck and we were going to have to use one another to get off. You owe me an orgasm. And I owe you one. It's building. I can feel that slight change in you where it's becoming instinctive, and we're just working against one another. My knees are hitting the metal of the step, and I can feel that your back is, you've got your arms around me now, and you pull me in and crush me against you with your arms. I have to sink my mouth down into your shoulder to stop me from crying out. We can't get caught now. They're gonna hear me. I know they are. I can't control myself. You're working so hard to stay in control. You're trying to stay composed, but I know you're just on the edge. Oh, fuck. You're breathing really, really heavy now, and I know that you're on the edge and you're just fighting it. You're fighting it because you, like me, do not want this to end. Oh, don't come. Don't come yet. It's the first words I say to you. Don't. Come. And you say, I won't. And your voice is low. It's a whisper. We can't let them hear us. Don't come until I've come, please. And I'm really close. So you take the hand that had been over my mouth. And now you're working my clit. Oh, fuck, I can't cope. You're teasing me, and you're almost holding yourself against me. Oh, your cock is, oh, it's gonna send me wild. You're working me. And I can feel my body brace against the orgasm. The orgasm that's crashing through me. My hips are tight. My shoulders. I'm gonna have to bite you. I'm gonna have to bite you to stop me from crying out. Fuck. I look in your eyes, and you nod at me. Thank you, thank you. I can come. And I'm coming. And I'm coming hard around your arm. This feels good. I hope I feel good around you. Strangest pussy on your cock. Oh. My hips incredibly hard and catching my cunt, and it's driving me wild. It's taking me. I feel like my second orgasm is crashing through me again. Fuck. Can you feel it? Can you feel me? Oh. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm just on the cusp again. I'm just on the cusp again. And you're moving in me. Oh, my hips are going. Oh, fuck. Oh, come. I can feel you in waves. Fuck. Your heartbeat in your cock. I can feel it in my cunt. And it's so sopping and wet, and I don't know what's you and I don't know what's me. I can hear them. I can hear the crowds below us. And you're laying back. Oh, your head looking into the cold sky. I can see your breath. I can see your breath. There's a cloud above us. And I'm just laying on your chest. And as you catch your breath, your breathing is pushing me up and down. Oh, and I've got these crashing aftershocks racking through me, making me twitch. And each time one catches and I clench, I can feel you twitch inside of me. And you start to laugh really quietly. You're laughing. And so am I. I can't believe. I can't. Oh, I can't believe we just did that. I can't believe we just did that. And I don't even know your name. I can't believe we just did that. And I genuinely don't even know your name.